All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
We mentioned the delay in the wheels. We talked about the timeline of it. We talked about the fact that we have a giveaway that we're going to be announcing hopefully here in the next few weeks. Let's see. We talked about FD announcing that their schedule. All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday, the podcast you've come to know and love. with me is our friend Nick.
Hey guys.
And then
the podcast they've come to know and love with a little twist because we're both at home.
Pretty much. And for those of you who don't know, I'm Scott from Koenig, and it's been nice knowing you. If you wouldn't mind, before we get into this podcast, go ahead and like us and subscribe down below. Yeah,
I think it's this way.
Right. So here in the zombie apocalypse, we tend to not really know what's going to happen next.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. It's just one thing after the other. Like it just keeps changing. Like,
yep.
It's crazy. Did they say they were extending it more, or like the whole quarantine thing?
You know, I have no idea. I don't know what any of this means. It feels extremely off. So hopefully this thing kind of comes and goes as fast as, hopefully it goes as fast as it came, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. You know, the whole thing has been pretty awkward, and I'll be happy for it to go away. That's for sure.
Same.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's kind of the thing, man. Everything has been so off, and so many people. You know, I think when something happens and there becomes that when you plan something, right? If some catastrophe happens and, you know, or something happens and you have to push an event, you know when the event's going to start, then mm-hmm. you can plan for that. You kind of know, all right, there's a setback and we're going to move forward. But with this situation, all race series, events, everything have just been kind of indefinitely stopped.
Shut down.
With the hope that they would come back later.
Right.
And today is probably – well, not today. Yesterday was the first sign that we really saw of confirmation of life planning in the car
coming
world
back
after the pandemic. Yeah. And right. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Formula Drift just released their schedule for the first time, announcing when their intentions were to return to competition. Now, there's a couple things that I'm not sure about. The first thing is, just so we're clear, first of all, if you can find that schedule over on Formula Drift's website, I believe. I'm going to pull it up real quick just to make sure that I'm not completely off base with that. But
misleading everybody.
What's that? No. I just mean I got an email, so I don't know it was one of those things. Their schedule is up. It's there. So the first event actually kicks off July 3rd and July 4th. So they're actually holding it on the 4th of July.
Nice.
And that is at – I believe it's in Road Atlanta, which is in Georgia. And what I would say there is – yeah, it's at Road Atlanta. So what I would say to that event is that it's always a good event, so I think you're still going to get a base out there. I would also say that Road Atlanta is a pretty busy track, and I would imagine that there's a lot of people that have been anticipating events returning and coming back. And because of that, I would go as far to say that they probably had a – slot in a very narrow window wherever they could.
Right. So before we move forward, let me actually ask your opinion on this. If we're still kind of in the same stage we are now, if we're still social distancing, if we're still not fully shut down but also not fully back in motion, how do you think the first FD in July would possibly be able to go? Like, I'm not 100% sure where this is going. I mean, nobody is really, but I still feel like there's a little bit more ways to go before everything is back to quote unquote normal. Like, I don't think we're going to be able to just be like, all right, like we can all go back and like go to like these huge events and everything like that. Personally, my opinion, like, I think we should take it slow. But do you think, like, do you see a possibility of FD still going on, but maybe like not as big of a crowd as allowed to be there, or like doing live stream, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I mean, personally, I think that FD and the other race series and a bunch of other events as they go on, I think they're going to be having to juggle and adjust in real time. So I think the first issue is, like you said, is the crowd and the actual people. So I think a lot of this has to do with local. Remember, they're traveling. They're not in a steady place. When you have a movie theater or when you have a venue that you own or operate exclusively out, it's very easy. No, that's the wrong term. It's
more simple.
Right, because there's less factors. You know, the one thing that Formula Drift doesn't have, the same way as other off-road racing series or other on-road racing series or whatever it may be, is that they have to – they're traveling around, right?
Right.
Like, that's the one thing about the racing series. So because of that, they have a lot of different jurisdictions and a lot of different, you know, kind of municipalities that they're going to have to work with to be able to match up to those local laws, legislations, and
right.
different rules. And so I think it's going to very much matter each event where each state is at. You know, if Georgia or Atlanta is in a state of shutdown when this event goes, I think that they're going to have to really look at what the fine rules are. I don't believe it's going to get that way, but what I do believe is a possibility, and this is my own personal opinion, I believe a possibility is that we could potentially see a situation where Formula Drift goes off exclusively on the live stream.
Right.
Okay. And when I say that, you know, I mean, keep in mind, I think that they've kind of thought this thing out fairly decent. If you look at the schedule, the first event Formula Drift is having is Road Atlanta. That's July 3rd and 4th. The second one is actually at Englishtown, New Jersey. And that will be July, I think it's 23rd. Let me just back up here. It is July 23rd through the 25th. Now,
I'll
what's
mark
interesting?
My calendar.
Yeah, no, for sure. and you know, I actually think that if everything is back to normal, this will be an event that you can find us at. I actually think that we should set up this time and display as a vendor. So, so what I would say is this: is that when it comes down to the whole Englishtown event, that is the first event that they've put both the Pro and the Pro 2 series on the schedule together. So Englishtown will be the first; it will be the opening event in July 23rd for Formula Drift Pro 2, and it will be the second event for Pro.
Do you have any idea how that's going to be set up? Like, I've been to E-Town, and I know they have like their own drift section where like they do their own private events and stuff like that over there.
That's the road you're talking about, the road course.
Oh, that's the road course. Well, yeah, I mean they do drift there, but so that's
well,
they're gonna
so
host FD.
So Club Lewis and all those drift events were always held on the road course that's over, where it used to be kind of right next to the entrance as you came up Pension Road there.
Right.
And that has they're not having it there. From what I know and what I understand is that for those who don't know, Englishtown was notoriously known as really a drag strip. And a quarter mile drag strip, and they hosted a lot of big events there. And you know, as a lot of tracks have suffered, one of the things that suffered is the fact that Englishtown became one of those tracks that, just like so many others, was starting to be surrounded by newer and newer housing developments. And when that happened, the first thing that happens is people move next to a racetrack. They love their homes, they build the homes, they populate the homes. And then they're really upset that they're next to a racetrack. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is what happens. Like, you move. It's like
there's got to be some reason they do that. Like is it like is it cheaper getting property? Like, it had to have been like cheaper or something because
Manhattan was cheap back in the 1400s too. You know, listen, I'm sure everything is cheaper at some point. The problem I have is it's kind of like, listen, this is how I kind of feel about it. I think that, like, if you move to the base of a volcano, knowing that you're at the base of a volcano and knowing that you're standing on topography that's made of what used to be lava, that when your house burns down because you move there and then you're upset about it, like, I don't understand why this happened to me. I think that there has to be a little bit of yes, it has to be a little bit of accountability. So I think that, like, I feel like, you know, the trap, but I also think that, you know, racing itself has become something that's become tougher and tougher for promoters and tracks to fill. There's expensive costs there. They owned a lot of property. And, you know, with anything else, it just becomes, when you're not bringing in the type of revenue that you once brought in, and when taxes and expenditures and costs go up and up and up, I think that you see a failure there. And what Englishtown has done is they actually had destroyed the drag strip about a year and a half ago. It might even be 2 years ago now.
I was going to say, I think it's been 2 years now since they shut it down.
So what they had done was they actually, if you looked at in Englishtown, they actually had demolished most of the track, kind of probably right to,
I want to say the halfway mark.
No, it was more than that. I mean, they came further than the eighth. But basically what ended up happening was right now they went through and they actually repaved a section. So they're actually going to drift through this center section of where the stands used to be. The stands are still there. They're going to drift through that area.
At the starting line.
Yep.
Like, so
right past that, probably into that first 60 foot, probably a little bit. And they're developing kind of like a, I don't know if it's a figure eight or what the exact course configuration will be. However, that is what's happening at Englishtown. And I don't know. It'll be interesting. You know, I personally have a soft spot in my head, in my heart for Englishtown, because that's kind of where I spent a lot of my time drag racing when I was younger, you know?
You raced there? I never raced there. Generally, maybe like 3 years when they shut it down, 2 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, when I was younger, that's where we went. And, And it was sad to kind of see that get taken. It was one of the last real in our area decent sized tracks. But anyhow, so you know, look, do I think that there's a potential that these events, especially the New Jersey event, I think that when I look at this thing, Georgia, but remember, New Jersey, while they're conquering their own battle of this whole virus, it's northern Jersey, and it's darn well right near New York, next to New York, where the hotspot is. So if there's a second wave or anything that may deter it, it's going to happen probably at the New Jersey event. Now, what does that mean? I think what that means is that we may potentially see an event that has to go off exclusively using the live stream.
Or broadcast.
Well, that's a live stream.
Does FD broadcast? Well, I mean like televised broadcast. Does FD?
Well, CBS, they have a deal with CBS Sports, but that's not in any real time. So, you know, you won't see that till later. But basically, I think what potentially could happen if they run into an issue, and I'm sure that this is their backup plan. I don't know that it is, but I would imagine that there's a possibility that what you could potentially see is FD have to operate with a live stream and not take a gate and have to refund ticket money that had been paid for. I don't know how they would do it with vendors that had flown in, or I don't know any of that stuff. Maybe it'd be known far enough in advance, but
right.
I potentially could see that that could be an issue in certain areas, depending on how this thing surfaces out, that they may have to run the series, moving pits, you know, far enough away that they're not on top of each other, and being able to have to only let the live stream go and not admit spectators to the game.
Right.
It's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I still see it as a possibility. Like, I still think if this is going on, I still think FD can function. I totally agree with what you said about, like, the vendors and, you know, having to refund, like, spectator money and, like, you know, they got to pay the track or do whatever. So they might lose out on some of that. But I still think there's a way to actually do it. How the budget goes in, or, like, how much they have to pay or how much they lose, or how they have to deal with, like, spectators come in. Like, that's a totally different story. But I do hope that that's not the case. And I hope that by the time the first one comes, which one's coming first? Pro?
Yeah. Pro goes
that July 3rd and 4th. Yeah. I hope by the time, July 3rd or 4th come for their first event, I hope that, you know, that we have something figured out to where, like, the event isn't as off as it usually is. And then hopefully New York and New Jersey have started to calm down so we could actually go and see the English Town event. Because I'm actually really looking forward to that.
You know, I think that the hard part about this whole thing is that when we start talking about return to normal, and I'm sure that this is something that all event promoters and series and et cetera, whether it be motorsport or not, are talking about, which is when we start talking about going back to normal, I do not believe in the short immediate future that the normal that we talk about is the normal that we came from.
Absolutely not.
Right.
It's more of like, it's the new definition of what we'll call normal, where, you know, who knows, almost everyone at the event might still be wearing masks or, you know, be extra cautious. Or now the events like the New York Auto Show was supposed to have been going on before it got so bad. I think it was actually supposed to be last week or this week or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the Javits Center was setting up hand sanitizer stations all over. I think they installed like hundreds of them, or they were supposed to have installed hundreds of them. So I think the new normal is going to be us just continuing to try and be safe and trying to actually, you know, not catch anything or give anybody anything, or, you know, I don't think this is something, especially after having done it for, you know, a couple months, by the time we get up to the time FD comes, I think it's going to be one of those things where, like, now we're just so accustomed to it that we're already going to be kind of like adapting to it, which is why I said the new quote unquote normal.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know. And no one knows, unfortunately. It's anybody's guess. So, you know, I mean, like you said, I believe that there's a strong possibility that, you know, we will be still in some sort of social distancing. I don't know if that means that, you know, they're going to say, hey, look, you know, try not to get within a few feet of people, or does it mean you have to stay masked up, or does it mean that they're still not going to want large events over a certain number of people? Well, you know, right. And that's all to be determined, and I'm sure that they're there. But, you know, listen, I think the good thing is it looks like their schedule is, at least when we talk about Formula Drift, their schedule has a full 8 rounds there. It starts July 3rd and 4th, and it finishes in Irwindale November 20th and 21st. So that's it's about 2.5 weeks after SEMA. So, nice. So, you know, what happens there is that we're really seeing them be able to put, at this point, if they can get through this whole thing, them get into a situation where they're making it through a full schedule. Now, you know, listen, I hope that this thing goes away, and I'm sure everybody feels that way. You know what I mean? I can't imagine there's anybody here that's really happy about this.
Right.
You know, the problem is this thing just boils down to how well things go. And whenever you do that, it's such a, there's no definitive markers or targets on it. So I don't know. I mean, in the next few weeks, I think we're going to hear a lot of states and governors start to release the plans that they have about reopening businesses and what that looks like. And I believe that that will be a real large indication of what we potentially will see proceeding the following months.
Right.
But man, I don't know. But with that said, I feel like we just gave a CNN report on the pandemic. Before we get into it, I mean, we're so far into it. We didn't do the whole like and subscribe thing. So if you're still here, would you please go ahead? I mean, we're doing this thing, you know, just hit the darn like button, smash the thing, just smash it. And then,
I'm going to cut this part to the beginning. Like, you know how sometimes they do like a preview in the beginning? I'm going to cut this to the beginning.
Let's do a separate one. If you wouldn't mind, before we get into this podcast, go ahead and like us and subscribe down below. Yeah.
I think it's this way.
Right. So, So right now, you know, we have no idea what's going on. We got events all over the place. I hope we get back to some sort of normalcy here. It just feels absolutely horrific. For those that are on our YouTube channel or on iTunes, you listen to this, we are working on a giveaway. So stay tuned. In the next couple of weeks, I hope, we will do our best to announce what the details will be. Update on some wheels. We are still experiencing delays on the new wheels, and no matter how we try to do it, the rollout has just been slow, and there's issues that have come up, and we are doing our best to navigate. We have a lot of product coming in all the time. The new Hypergrams have begun landing, and they're shipping out to anybody who placed back orders, but the Countergrams and the Hexaforms have suffered, and they will be here. I don't know. I mean, I will say that, you know, while this whole, you know, some people will say, how does this whole thing transpire? Like, how is this affecting your year? What's interesting is that we've actually had some time to really work on some development that
What do you mean? Like,
well, we're already working on new wheels for 2021. I mean, you're going to get our, you know, the countergram and the Hexaform is going to come, like, you know, probably, you know, hopefully, you know, end of May or whatever, maybe beginning early June. And then I think what you're going to see is you're going to see that, you know, just a few months later when we get to SEMA, you're going to really see something new drop. And I think some of you are going to be pretty pumped to see what we got up our sleeves. So tease, whatever you want to call it.
Oh boy. I'm excited to see now, because I actually haven't... Well, I haven't been in the office or with you. It's not like I can just go over to the desk and see what...
What we got working.
What you got working. So I'm interested to see.
Yeah, it's some pumped up stuff. I'll tell you afterwards.
Nice.
So, listen, I don't know that there's much dramatic breaking news here. Do you have anything else? I think I cut you off before, so...
I was just going to say, you mentioned that you're planning to do, or we're planning to do, a vendor booth.
Well,
did
I think
I hear
that,
you right?
I would like, if their opportunity is there and their vendors are allowed and the event looks like it's going to go off, I would really like to go. I mean, we have a few drivers in FD this year. There's Travis Reeder, who is out of the Napoleon car and back into old red, in big red,
nice.
Which is his 240. We have Farouk Kouai, who is doing a new chassis this year, but he's coming out with an S chassis car. Also in pro is Alec Robbins, who came from Pro 2, finished second, and is making his FD debut this year. I don't know. Oh, and we have Taylor Hall, which was he drives a Cadillac ATS, and Taylor's, you know, well known. He's been around. He just not too long ago he won one of the Clutch Kickers events, so that's cool. And I'm excited to do it. And the best part about this event is that it pairs off with Pro 2. So all of our people, you know,
are all going to be there.
Yeah. You know, we got a couple of new guys on the roster. So that will be fun to see.
That's going
to
be exciting.
Yeah. We got a couple of new people on the roster. We'll have, you know, Kelsey Rawlings that you guys are used to us being with for a long time. You'll also have Donovan Brockway, who brings it, and we have a car walk around with him over on our YouTube channel. So make sure you check that out.
I'll link it right. below.
Adam Knappick will be there. We worked with Adam for quite a long time. Now I'm having brain fade, and I'm missing people, and I feel terrible because I'm going to get off. I'm going to stop this 2 seconds and be like, oh man. But you know, we got a solid Pro 2 field this year, and we have a decent amount of Pro 1 guys, people, and it's going to be exciting to be able to kind of get them all into one place, you know? So right. That's why I'm saying about the vendor thing, you know?
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick. I hope it goes off without a hitch. I hope we have not everything. There's no way we're going to have everything figured out. I hope we have enough figured out to actually make it to that event.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's much more to talk about this, right? I mean, there's other events going on and stuff like that. But I think we were kind of generalizing.
Yeah. I mean, we just happened to pick FD because, you know, they made the announcement recently of, you know, they're going to be going at, you know, they have the whole schedule set up.
I hope there's so many more pieces of content so many more race series and different things that in the coming weeks we'll start to announce very firm plans about what's going on and what that means for, you know, racing and car people, et cetera, you know?
Right.
Some things I want to talk to you guys about. We mentioned the delay in the wheels, if you haven't caught that. We mentioned that there's going to be, and we talked about the timeline. We mentioned the delay in the wheels, talked about the timeline of it. We talked about the fact that we have a giveaway that we're going to be announcing hopefully here in the next few weeks. Let's see. We talked about FD announcing that their schedule, and we talked about we didn't talk about, and I was going to mention, that we have been trying our best to put out a piece of content every Friday in addition to this Wheel Wednesday Friday. Podcast.
Right.
Yep. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, because I think that, you know, right now we're going to probably be releasing more information on things like giveaways, whatever, through there. So it behooves you to be subscribed and hit that notification bell. Additionally, I would say that aside from the giveaway and the pieces of content that we've been dropping every Friday, remember that every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, we go live. And last week I actually had to move it to 2 p.m. My bad. Listen, this is an active work environment, man. You know, like we have people to take care of.
I think a lot of people still tuned in. I think they caught on to that because they are following. So
right, yeah. Make sure you're following up, because we're gonna announce things, man. We're gonna drop things. We've done it before. You know, given out things on the live stream. We've given out things on Instagram. On some of our videos, and we've announced random things through here.
Newsletter.
Yep. So, but we'll do our best to keep you informed and make sure you're signed up to our newsletter as well. You can get there just by going to koenigwheels.com/subscribe, and you can sign up for a newsletter so that you can get the lowdown on anything that's popping there. So that's pretty much what we got going on here. Like I said, Nick, maybe you could take this recap that we have here, the little recap I just did just a few seconds ago, and maybe do something where you throw it in the front so people know what we're about to talk about.
Cool.
Something like that, right? And so we'll get something like that going. I don't know. I don't really have too much else to add. It's kind of just the Wednesday podcast thing, you know?
Yeah. I guess that's pretty much it. I'm looking forward to see what other events are coming back. Well, not coming back, but are working around. I know a few of them were supposed to be scheduled for this month, and a few even for next month. So I'm hoping that they figure out a way to actually go about hosting their events. I hope that the states that they're in, figure out their policies, you know, especially because some of these events are so huge that they have cars coming from, they have people coming with their cars from, you know, other states where they might have different regulations. And so I hope that they figure it out. That way we can attend some awesome events.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It will be really interesting to see how this thing pans out. But rest assured that if nothing else fails, we are doing our best not only to produce some content for you that will be here on our YouTube channel, but we are also doing our best to make sure that every single order that comes in, we are doing our best to get it out. We are operational. We are absolutely, pushing out a lot of wheels every single day. So, if there's anything you need, message us, whatever you need to do, you can get a hold of us. Nothing has changed. Yeah?
Absolutely. All right. Yeah.
Well, I guess that brings us to the end of our little podcast here. Again, if you're still here and you haven't already done so,
close us out.
This would be a great thumbs up and subscribe below. So that's it. We appreciate you watching. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And we hope that you, your families, and all your friends are doing very well and staying healthy. We will catch you next Wednesday. Take care.
Peace out.